Okay, so we spoke yesterday about the Gemara that had you cut down a field of swords, and the answer is with the Karna and the Chamra, and the Goyin explains that it's the horn of the Chamor, which represents the Koyach of David, which is Ani V'Roichav Al HaChamor, and it's not going to work, and it's not going to be the Keren of Yosef, which is Karnei Re'en Karnov, because that will not defeat Mashiach in Akhir Hayam. So the question that we left off with was a question from Ramesh Shapiro. Ramesh Shapiro asks that it's not true. You find that Lasid Lavoi, Yosef will the Koyach of Yosef will help to defeat the Koyach of Esav. So why is it the Koyach of David specifically? Now, in a few Nakudis, there's some fascinating stuff that Reb Moshe Shapiro brings out, and I want to maybe share them with you. They're really interesting stuff here that he says. He says the following, okay? First of all, the whole idea that it's going to be Yehuda is going to beat David. Yeah, I am sorry, that the Koyach of Yehuda, which is David HaMelech, is going to beat Esav. So where does that come from? Where does that come from besides this Gemara? So he brings a Tosfos in Gittin. The Goyin brings a Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin says the following. Let's look it up together. Okay, I'm gonna read it together with you. I'm gonna bring it up on the screen. Okay, it's a Tosfos in Gittin. Nun hey amud beis. Tosfos says like this: B'Yushalmi, Barishayna gozru gzeira al Yehuda. The gezeira that Esav made was on Yehuda primarily, lefishim asoyres biyodam me'avoysam, because they are angry at Yehuda, because they have a masoyres, she Yehuda harag Esav, that Yehuda killed Esav. Tekhsiv yadcha bo'eref oivecha. Yadcha of Yehuda was bo'eref oivecha. That means they had a Masorah that Yehuda killed Esav, and apparently the Goyin learns the Tosfos that so too Yehuda will kill Esav. In other words, Esav is asid lipol biad Yehuda, and that's because the makar for Esav killing the shoresh happened already, because Esav apparently is the one that killed Yehuda. I'm sorry, Yehuda is apparently the one that killed Esav. Now, V'tanya nami b'sifri yad of Ravloi b'shasha haragas Esav. Isn't there a famous Gemara? Isn't it a famous story that Chushim ben Dun killed Esav? If you all remember the story, I don't know how many of you who heard or have heard Shmuzin from a Mashgiach that said that why is it that of all the Shvatim they were fighting back and forth, and why of all Shvatim did Chushim ben Dan, why was he the one? Because he was deaf, so therefore he didn't hear all the svaras back and forth. And there's all these schmoozing about it. But the bottom line is that Chushim ben Dan killed Esav, not Yehuda. So Tosfos was a combination. It was a 1-2 punch. He says, Esav, Machia Esav, Vinotru Akare, but But it could be that Esav did not die at the hands of Dan. It had to be a combination of Yehuda and Dan. So Zogt, the Tosfos, that just like, and the Goyin understands, that just like in the beginning of time, it was Yehuda who killed Esav, so too at the end of time, it will be Yehuda who will kill Esav. Now it's interesting to note that that it will be Yehuda with Dan. Why Yehuda and Dan? Why Dan? So it says because Dan represents the lowest of the Shvatim. Yehuda represents the highest of the Shvatim. So it's a tziruf of Klal Yisrael. It's the tziruf of Klal Yisrael from highest to lowest. That koach of Klal Yisrael will be able to beat Yishmael and Esav in the end. Ramosha says that that's also why you find that any tafkid that's meant to be done on behalf of the Klal is done by Yehuda and done together. And he says that's why the Mishkan was also built with Yehuda and done. Because who are the two people that built the Mishkan? Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. V'itoi, Ahaliyav ben Achisamach Lamate, done. Fascinating. That the building of the Mishkan was also done between Yehuda and Dan. It's also built with Yehuda and Dan together. So the building of the Mishkan, which is the Kerach of the Toiv, you need all of Klai Yisrael, and the Bittul of the Ra, which is getting rid of Esav, is also done, even saying that, is also completed with Yehuda and Dan together. Okay, so this is the Tosfos that the Ga quotes as the source for this idea, and it's Yehuda and Dan together. Okay, now, but we still have the question of, we still have that question of what's the story? Why, what happened to Yosef? So the Rosh Shapiro brings a Gvaldika idea from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay, he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. I'm going to try to pull it up here. All about the Mashiach, what's going to happen in the end. Okay. So, you know, and you know, Pesukim and Yeshaya are not always the easiest to understand, but let's see what happens here. So I'll try to bring it up, and let's see if we get it together. So he brings this Pesuk in Yeshaya. Pesuk in Yeshaya says, Zev v'tale yiru ke'echad, v'aryeh kabokar, v'aryeh, the lion, kabokar, will be like the cow, yoichal tevin, and he will eat the tevin. Lost in love, this is what's going to happen. Aryeh kibokar, yoichal tevin. So who's the aryeh? Who's the lion? Who's the bokar? And who's the she? Who's the cattle? And what are they eating tevin for? Says Rashi, umedrash agada, the aryeh kibokar, yoichal tevin, lefisha matzinu she'esav noifel b'yad b'nei Yosef. We know that Esav will fall in the hands of Yosef. Shinemar, base Esav lekash, or base Yosef lahava. Base Esav is kash, and base Yosef was lahava. So base Yosef eats Esav. Aval b'yad b'nei shara shvatim shinim chulul chayos. So that's kibakar. That's the bakar, right? Because it's a kind of rain, kind of. It's like so he's like an ox, a bakar. So Yosef is like a bakar, and he's eating the tevin. The tevin is the kash, is Esav. But then it says at the end of the day, you're going to need the karch of the aryeh as well. Who's the aryeh? Lekach nema v'aryeh kibakar yoichal tevin. Oysam ashvatim shenim shlu ka'aryeh. Who's that? Kun Yehuda v'don. Ki Yosef, they will help just as Yosef. Shenim shal kashar, yoichlu oisai shenim shal ketevin. It means it's mefurish in Rashi that this pasuk in Yeshaya is saying that in addition to the koach of the bakar, that's Esav, that's Yosef, that the koach of Yosef will be there to destroy the tevin. You will need the koach of Aryeh. Aryeh is the koach of Yehuda, and fascinating. Rashi says, "Kun gon Yehuda v'Dan." Like we said before, you need Yehuda and Dan. That represents the entirety of Klal Yisrael. That's represented in Mashiach ben David. Will together eat the tevin of Yosef of Esav. Unbelievable raya to the idea that he's saying that the Gra is saying here, right? That you will need both the koyach of Esav and the koyach of Yosef. The question is why. Excuse me, I'm just something stuck here. Okay, so the question is, what's that tziruf? So the way Ramosha explains it is that there's two halakim to Esav. There's two halakim to Esav. There's one is the, I guess, for lack of a better word, for lack of a better word, I would say, it sounds like, the way he's saying it, is that there's, for broad terms, let's put it like this, the power of Esav, the Malchus of Esav, and then there's the Hashpa of Esav. So there's the physical power of Esav as a malchus, their control, their dominion over the world, the superpower of Esav. And then there's the ability of Esav, the hashpa of Esav, how they, the philosophy, the way they're mishpia and the way people, the world thinks. So he says that the arba meyos, he says this, that Esav is like a kash, is referring to the hashpa of Esav. It's the hashpa of Esav. They feed the world. It's the kash. It's the hashpa of Esav. So he said the kash of Esav is this ability of Esav to spread out. Kash, interestingly, Esav is kash. It's tevin via base Esav. It's kash. So if it's kash, so he says kash is gematria 400. And that was a gematria of Esav, came with arba meos ish imoy. That was the ability of Esav, the hashpah that Esav had on the surrounding people. So it's the 400 men of Esav. It's the hashpah that Esav has. That's the kash. And that will be sidelined, and that will be neutralized by the koach of Yosef. Yosef is in Mitzrayim. Yosef doesn't get the hashpah of his surroundings. Yosef is able to fight against that. And Yosef is going to be able to teach the world that Esav is not powerful. And Esav has lost his koach of hashpah. And that will be the bechina that Yosef is going to make the hashpah. Yosef is the lahava. Yosef is going to be the fire that spreads out beyond where they are and swallows the kash that's Esav. And that's what you're going to need Yosef for. But the strength of Esav, the ability of Esav, the Esav that has the superpower over the world, that power of Esav, the superpower of Esav, that's going to have to be torn down by the ability of the lion, by the Koach of Yehuda. And that's what we're talking about now. That how are you cutting down in this Gemara, how are you cutting down the swords of Esav? The swords of Esav, the swords of Esav is referring to the power of Esav, is referring to the Malchus of Esav. That is going to require the Koach of David HaMelech, of the Ani V'Rech V'Alachamar. That's going to require the Koach of Mashiach ben David in order to get rid and destroy and overcome that power of Esav. So that's how he learns this idea. So according to the Gra, all this is in this Gemara that we're saying you will need the koach of the Karnei Re'em, I'm sorry, of the Karnei Chamor, in order to cut down that field, which is the power of Esav. All right. So, all right. We will pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Gemara is Mamish, really fascinating Gemara. And we will do our best to try to get into tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you, Ryan.
Let's go.
Thank you.